This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today.
If you don't pull that.
So big news over the weekend was NBA free agent Malik Beasley is now under federal investigation over gambling allegations.
The bigger news was he was about to sign a three-year, $47 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's on hold.
So he's 28 years old, or he was 28 years old when he was with the Bucks, which, according to this, at least one prominent U.S. sports book detected unusual heavy betting interest on Beasley's statistics. And so, we've already seen this with Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jonte Porter.
Yep.
He got in big trouble. I don't know, man.
Let me break it down for you.
This is something that could become a problem. You certainly hope not.
Well.
But it's something that is it seems like a little bit more prevalent recently
with some of the prevalence
of sports
those
betting.
Guys that are bouncing around. And what you see is, I don't know why people all of a sudden think they're the smartest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think they're smarter than the people that are searching you. Jonte Porter, he got caught. So somebody else said, I'm going to go do the same thing. Or try to, allegedly. Do the exact same thing, and this time you won't get caught. The geolocation and all that stuff on your phone, they find out, or they know where you are. And if there's a betting around you, they're going to suspect somebody around you doing something.
They investigate everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's all about making money. There's no question about it. There was a parlay, I think, last week, where everyone tailed the same parlay for home runs, and it was something like $11 wins 100 grand or something like that, and a bunch of people tailed it and cashed out, and next day, terms and policies are updated to say, hey, if a bunch of people are working together on something, we could cancel out your parlay. So you don't think that they're tracking each and everything going on to understand, hey, how often are people betting Malik Beasley props?
Yeah, but if they find out a particular IP address is betting on Malik Beasley, and then they find out it's got some affiliation with Malik Beasley.
Exactly
right.
Whether
it's your brother, your cousin, your girlfriend, your wife, your friend, whoever. Then they're going to start noticing. So that's how Jonte got messed up under. And then he acted like he was hurt that game.
Yeah.
You see that clip where they were down by 9 with 5 seconds left in a game. I think it was the COVID year. And Malik Beasley runs up to the inbounder, demands the basketball, and takes it coast-to-coast uncontested and scores to make it a 7-point game at the buzzer. It's a clip that resurfaced after all this. It could be completely unrelated, but it's just funny to note now.
No, yeah. It's probably not, because in the NBA, when you're already up by 9, you're down by 9, nobody is going to try and score. Then they dribble the ball out.
The spread was 8.5.
Yeah, so you're giving yourself away on some stupidity.
It's dumb stuff where like we were talking about, some of it's hypocritical because it wasn't at the time when he was playing with the Milwaukee Bucks, but he was a part of what was then Bally Sports, is now called FanDuel Sports Network, right? So, hey, I'm Malik Beasley, and you're watching the FanDuel Sports Network, right? Like, you're watching basketball on a sports betting.
You can promote it for the league, but you cannot gamble.
Well, and that's what I think.
The thing about him, though, like, I can, if he were to, let's say, and I know you can't do this, and I'm just saying, if he had gambled on another game or on another sport, I can understand. But on your own prop?
Yeah.
When you completely have control over it?
Yeah.
That's asinine. That's saying, come catch me, I'm stupid.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's going to happen. And especially when it becomes obvious in certain scenarios with, you know, for Jontay Porter, it was very obvious with betting an under, and then, you know, his prop is 7.5. He's got 6 points, and suddenly his hamstrings pulled, right? You know, like his was pretty obvious. But it's just, yes, it's somewhat hypocritical because so many people immediately point that out. But at the same point, throughout the entire history of playing sports,
the player knows what he can and can't do.
Exactly. Everybody knows you can't bet on yourself.
The leagues and the owners, they're going to have to start putting more. If you're going to tell these guys they can't gamble like you can, they got to put more money into that pot.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some stuff. And I mean, some of the stuff to me is a little bit crazy where, remember, who was it in the NFL that got suspended for it? And it was for betting at the team facility, quote unquote, but they were on the road at the hotel. Like, some of that stuff is maybe making sure that you're kind of protecting yourself a little bit extra. I'd rather
that,
though.
But he wasn't betting on, he was betting, but on something that was legally to bet on.
Not on the NFL.
But he did it at the facility.
Yeah, quote unquote, the team facility.
That's crazy.
Despite the fact that he's on the road at the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is considered the team facility when you're on the road.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, there are certain things like that to me. If you want to throw up the fence so high that that counts, it's better than having this.
But what I say is this, though. When you're in certain positions, you have to realize that the rules are not the same for you as it is everybody else. And to protect your position, then you got to be extra protective and understand what you can and can't do.
It's just foolish to think that for someone, because you're right, it's not like this is happening with LeBron or Steph or guys like that. They've made their cash. It's the guys that kind of bounce around. So you don't think a sports book's going to notice when there's suddenly an increase in betting props on Malik Beasley?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
it's a little bit crazy to think like, maybe something's going on here. Every single game, Malik Beasley's getting bet. I don't know.
Every game he's playing in, he's getting bet.
Yeah, I would think that that's going to cause some red flags. So we'll see if what exactly happens. It's just under investigation right now, so no official word on exactly what's going to happen here. But hopefully this isn't something that pops up all too often, but we've already seen multiple players in the NBA.
I'm going to tell you, it will happen again.
It's definitely going to. It's something that's just kind of all around now.
It's going to happen again.
We'll see. I'm interested.
What they'll start doing now is get their friend to do it.
Well, I'm interested when it gets into college sports. And you start getting some of that.
It was in college sports back in the day, dog. I need you to Google Hot Rod Williams, Tulane University. It was a whole gambling thing going on way back in the day, man. Point shaving, all kinds of stuff.
Well, we'll have to. Hopefully that doesn't continue going on. Hopefully it's not. It's going to, but hopefully they can find a way to quell it.
There's always going to be someone who thinks they're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. And you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it. Coming up next, Stephen Wino going to join us from the AP. We'll talk a little Commanders with him, but also the Capitals had the NHL draft. We'll get some insight onto the new draft picks for the Washington Capitals. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.